So what we know is that flesh and blood has nothing to do with material substance, for want of a better term. Flesh and blood, we're told, has to do with the human proprium, and flesh and blood in relation to the Lord, the divine human proprium, as it were. So it's about lifting our thought out of the material and trying to see this from a more spiritual perspective. So the way that what came to me out of reading this is that you have the Lord above the heavens, of which nothing can be said other than that he is. Okay. So this is the Lord as he is in himself, is infinite and eternal. And all that can be said about him is what he isn't. So that sort of TCR lays that out in the beginning. Then you have the Lord in the heavens. So there's this distinction that's drawn. And the Lord in the heavens is the Lord described as the divine human. Now, the heavens don't exist apart from the minds of angels. So when you talk about the Lord in the heavens, you're talking about the Lord within the collective mind of the heavens, which are the angels. Now, that is just, so there's two things that are mentioned here, and that is that the divine human is the highest aspect of divine truth. That's a statement from this reading. But it also says that the divine human is divine love. So the divine as it is in itself cannot be grasped by any finite mind. You have to have an infinite mind to grasp the infinite, and there's only one who has an infinite mind. So that is the divine. So we're talking about the divine essay, if you like. The divine manifestation is the Lord as he appears to finite consciousness. That's the beginning of the divine manifestation. And that's the divine human in the heavens. Okay. So the divine human in the heavens, because it is divine manifestation, is the highest aspect of divine truth. But because it is the inmost of the heavens, it is divine love. So an illustration of that is that the truth of the celestial heaven forms the core of the spiritual heaven. So what is truth in the celestial heaven becomes love in the spiritual heaven. So that's kind of the idea. The love of a lower heaven is the truth of a higher heaven, and that's how they're connected. So when the Lord enters the heavens, he is the highest aspect of divine truth, because we're talking about manifestation. But as the essay of the heavens, he is divine love. So that highest aspect of truth is recognized to be divine love, and that is the divine human. Then what you have, and that is infinite, like even that is above our ability to grasp or see. So what you then have spoken of is the divine proceeding from that, which is divine good and divine truth. And that is what is received into the minds of angels, and that is how they perceive the Lord. So what you have then is this mediation, in because you're talking about the ability of finite beings to see the Lord. That's what the mediation is, and to recognize that what they see is an appearance, in the sense of it's not, you know, they can't grasp the fullness of the infinite. So they recognize it's an appearance, but in the recognition of that appearance, it's an appearance of the divine itself. And because they acknowledge that, they acknowledge that the human, which is the manifestation of the Lord, is divine. And because of that recognition and that acknowledgement, it is actually the Lord. It's the divine that is present with them in the only form that it can be present with them, which is clothed in their own limited concepts. And that's kind of how the mediation, that's my understanding of how the mediation works.